The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has completed a phased review of Ghana's economic performance and their program supported by the Extended Credit Facility. To this end, it has approved $92 million disbursement for Ghana. This was contained in a statement issued in Accra. The approval of the fund, according to the IMF, is equivalent to special drawing rights of $60 million to bring the total disbursements under the arrangement to about $400 million. The fund's executive board also approved a modification of the performance criterion related to Ghana's non-concessional borrowing limit to provide additional room for scaled-up infrastructural investment.
The fund's executive board's acting chair, Nwayuki Shinohara, said Ghana's economy has improved significantly since the start of the government's fund-supported program in 2009. The fiscal and external current account imbalances have been greatly reduced. Growth has strengthened, inflation has declined to single digits, and international reserves have been recovered. He said fiscal challenges ahead include federal revenue mobilization, containing current spending, and improving spending efficiency to create space for critical infrastructure investment. Mr. Shinohara noted that the 2012 budget is consistent with making progress in these areas, adding that monetary policy implementation has been consistent with the authority's inflation target, and the Bank of Ghana should stand ready to adjust policy rates as signs of rising price pressures emerge. He said while the country's debt sustainability analysis suggested scope for higher non-concessional borrowing and some of the planned projects promised significant returns, a further strengthening of debt management and project appraisal capacities is critical to keep the debt burden manageable.
A news desk report.